Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to yet another edition of my Real Country. Now, before we tell you the exciting stuff we've got on the show, I'm going to tell you about our request line, 1-300-929-516. Save it in your phone, 1-300-929-516. I'd love to hear from you, and it is also the best number to call should you wish to request a song. Anyway, back onto what's happening this week. Coming up in this jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the best real country on the planet, I catch up with US voice winner Cassidy Pope to talk about the evolving genre of country, and we also play a song of her new album as well. I also catch up with Brad Butcher to talk about life and his new album, and I chat with Thomas Rhett about the release of his new album as well. Goes like this. There is so much new stuff out there. There's also the world-famous Social Country, as well as tunes from Bailu, Catherine Britt, Lee Kernaghan, and a whole heap more still to come on Real Country. So now is the time to settle yourself in as we kick off this week's show with an Aussie duo that just blew me away. This track is from their album Found. It's Kaylin's Rain with She's a Wildflower, kicking off Real Country this week.
Freckles on her skin. Every time she saw the school doors open wide, she'd want to turn around and run back home and hide. Yeah. Ooh. She got used to being stuck at the back of the line, the kind that kept her head down most of the time. Secret dreams about the boy in the high school band. She'd wake up thinking she never had a chance. She's a wildflower, just waiting on a sunny day, just waiting on the winds of change to blow.
I am the lady of the land. I've been there and back again, been down some long and winding roads, but with him I was always home. My father was a teaching man, my mother helped Mary Magdalene, but with my sister we would go sing our songs in a traveling show. With the stars in our eyes and the songs in our hearts, on a melody trail where the love did start, I met up with the fellow who was wild and free, a twisted branch on the family tree. But now the fun had just begun when we wed in 51. Well, there was laughter, there were trials as we'd walked that country mile. Faces sitting in the front rows, rodeos, festivals, and old town halls. Driving down the roads we'd never been before, in caravans and motels moving on. When we had the children, they came along, and we sang about the people, and we sang about the land, so people in the cities, they could understand how much we love this country, how I love it still. We traveled so far, and I always will. In the summer of 73, the first guitar they gave to me, I never knew just how far I'd roam from where the frangipanis grow. They call me the grand lady of the land. Well, I've been there and back again, been down some long and winding roads, but with him I was always home. I've been down long and winding roads, but with Slim I was always home.
That was Luke O'Shea with Lady of the Land. And now for something completely different. Well, not really that different, but we do have to take our minds from the more traditional Australian country stories of Luke O'Shea all the way over to the USA. A lead vocalist who put her pop rock band on hold to enter The Voice, and then she won it. She's now come out of the country closet and released a ripper solo country album, Frame by Frame. I'm talking of Cassidy Pope, and here are her thoughts on the changing genre that is country.
I am very, very excited that country music is expanding its horizons. It has been for a little while now, so I feel like I fit right in there with the country pop rock sound. I think if you put Hunter Hayes, Luke Bryan, and Taylor Swift in a blender, it would have me. And actually throw Avril Lavigne in there too. That's a big influence for me.
I tried to find you at the bottom of a bottle, laying down on the bathroom floor. My loneliness was rattling the windows. You said you don't want me anymore, and you left me standing on a corner crying, feeling like a fool for trying. I don't even remember why I'm wasting all these tears on you. I wish I could erase all
pleasant night. And I'll do everything I gotta do to get you off my mind. 'Cause what you wanted I couldn't get. What you did, boy, I'll never forget.
Peter McWhirter, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
There are two ways to find out the Performax difference. Firstly, you can spend your money on a US-sourced vehicle converted by someone else. Or you can do the smart thing and buy a legendary US muscle car, such as a Corvette or Mustang, that's been converted by Performax. Performax conversions are completed by experts who have a passion for making your new machine feel and look exactly the way it was meant to. That's the Performax difference. Just Google Performax International, Australia's number one for right-hand drive conversions. Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, you can check out my website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Brad Butcher is such a down-to-earth, hard-working, warm Aussie guy who for over a decade kept his stunning voice and tunes all to himself. Thankfully for us, that's not the case anymore. I caught up with Brad Butcher to talk about life and his new self-titled album. Today, I'm chatting with someone who just blew my mind. And the song that we're going to play is my absolute favourite off his album. I'm talking to the absolutely amazing Brad Butcher. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Ben. Thanks very much, mate. That's very kind to say.
Well, you know, being where I am in radio and country music, you know, I get to hear a real lot of music. There's some great music out there, but then there's a small percentage of that music that is so exceptional that you don't read the press release, you don't do anything else, you just listen to the music over and over. And I find that your music is like that. You've got a really solid sound. You know who you are. You know where you're going. And you seem to have this ability to not only craft and write amazing music, but also to insert so much heart and meaning into the lyric and then deliver it so effortlessly. So,
well, I don't know if it's effortless, mate.
it seems effortless.
But, you know, it's nice to have people enjoy it. You know, it's, I mean, along the way, you can lose sight of why you write it, but I think, you know, knowing someone can listen to the song and take out of it what I put into it and understand where I'm coming from and what I was trying to do, I think that makes it all worthwhile.
Tell me the Brad Butcher story.
I was born in a little country town called Dysart, which is in central Queensland. It's a coal mining town primarily. Dad was a milkman. Mum was the local sort of social worker. I was raised on rugby league, and my older brother and I played rugby league. My dad was a coach till growing up. I thought I wanted to be the next Australian halfback, but once I realised you had that real talent, real ability, that sort of drifted away. We had a family piano that was always sitting in the lounge room, and my mum would always play. Growing up, she played in different wedding cover bands and things back in, you know, in her teens. She decided to get more into her studies, so we moved away to Townsville for 4 years so mum could go to university. We ended up in Mackay. That's where all of our family, 20 years later, we're still there.
So do you draw a lot of inspiration from that upbringing to put into your songs?
Definitely, yeah. I had a chat with a guy a few months ago, and he sort of brought it to my attention that nearly every song I've written has something to do with family. That's completely unintentional. Everything ties back to something that's happened in the family or, you know, directly related to family. So it's been a huge influence. I think it's definitely had an impact.
Your album that's out now, obviously a self-titled album, you know, how'd you come up with the name?
Oh, we thought about it for months, mate. And
more importantly, how'd you come up with the mix of songs on the album?
Well, I'd like to say we had 50 songs and we whittled it down to 10 or 11, but that was every song that I had, pretty much. That's about all I had, so we put all them on there.
Now, let's have a quick chat about the single, Old Man's Gone. The overall sound of that track is just so beautiful and really enhances and supports the amazing songwriting. It's almost like you've got every element in that song just right so that the sum total, the end result, is almost greater than its individual parts.
That was the one we all thought was, you heard it once, you liked it. That was the one song we all thought, yeah, this song's got big potential. There was a time in the studio when we all looked at each other and said, wow, this could be the song.
I said it to you before, I reckon that song, Old Man's Gone, is the one that you're going to be playing for the rest of your life.
Well, I'll be happy with that. I really would be. The song is written for I wrote it for my 3-year-old niece, and it's sort of based on her growing up now after divorce, you know, after my brother and his ex-wife. So the song, you know, when you hear the lyrics, obviously it's not talking about divorce, you hear, but to me, that's what it means. That's the heart of it. So.
And I think there is so much to take away from the song. I think it is an absolutely brilliant track from a brilliant album. You can get it from all good record stores because, of course, if you can't get Brad Butcher's album from a record store, then it's not a good record store, wouldn't you agree?
I think that's dead right, yes.
You can also download it from iTunes. Thank you so much, Brad Butcher.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Whisper carried on the wind floats until it reaches someone listening. Someone free to feel the breeze. The legend ever grows while the truth is perceived. And no one feels it change till your hat's blown off and the sea starts to rage. And it feels cold upon your skin, So you cover up your ears and shelter from the wind. Who am I when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? And where will I call home? The winter winds will carry on. Trees creak and moan, their leaves brown, then they're gone. Watch them fall and float away. Their mark on the tree no one can replace. Who am I when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? Where will I call home?
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It seems like everybody's out to make a number out of me. They write me off and count me out like Billy's all I'll ever see. No, I've always been a slider, just let it slide on through the cracks. Just let it go and it's to and fro, but now I can't do that. I know you let me to water, but you could not make me drink. I see that now, I know my mistakes and the aches that came with it. But can't you see how much I've grown from these mistakes I made? Brought the fire down, fought it pound for pound, then I walked away. Through all these conversations, no one ever wins. Through all these complications, when all I need to hear, yeah, all I need to hear is it's all. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
ashes, just trying to find a clue. Through these broken bones and charred remains, it's so hard to see the truth. Now I've never been the kind to voice myself to you, but look into my eyes past the weary lines, trust the voice that speaks to you. Through all these conversations with no one ever wins, through all these complications with all I need to hear, through all these complications no one ever wins, through all these conversations all I need.
See, told you, just a great find and a brilliant songwriter. First up, that was Old Man's Gone, followed by Conversations, both from Brad Butcher's self-titled album, a very worthy addition to any music collection. I'll be posting the full interview on the Real Country Podcast subscriber feed this week, so make sure you're on our email list so you don't miss out. If you're not and you want to be part of the action, you can sign up from the Real Country website, which is realcountrymix.com, or from our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/realcountry. Moving on to the sister duo that brought us great songs, such as Hoedown and my Auntie Jude's favourite, Novocaine. This is Bailu with another equally top track, These Lips.
These lips ain't gonna, kiss themselves. These lips ain't gonna. The gravel road, I thought by now we'd be slamming up the windows, but no, you're just playing with the radio, running along to the words you don't know. Come on boy, what's your deal? You got me out here spinning my wheels, and I'm tired of waiting on you, waiting on me to make a move. These lips ain't gonna kiss themselves.
Do on the road. Come on, boy, baby, I can tell. It's good.
This show and all of the previous episodes of Real Country are available as a podcast for you to enjoy anytime, day or night, and anywhere you want. To get your hands on said podcast, all you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe, and you will never miss an episode again. And also be able to relive those real country moments. Still to come on Real Country, something new from Lee Kernaghan and my chat with Thomas Rhett and, of course, the world-famous Social Country. All of this and more on my Real Country right after the break.
G'day, this is Pete Dennehy and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You feeling all right?
Yep.
How's your ankle?
Good.
When's your exam?
Don't
know. Have you done much study?
No.
What's on tomorrow?
Don't know.
Are you playing cricket?
Let's talk property, one of the biggest investments in our lives. So why trust your individual needs to a rubber stamp rent-a-desk franchise when you can have access to a personalised agent that's as individual as you? CamJohnston.com.au, specialising in the southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales regions, ensuring the right property for the right buyer at the right price. Honesty, integrity and experience. CamJohnston.com.au. Mention Real Country for your $1,000 cash bonus upon sale. Buying or selling? Think CamJohnston.com.au. You can't afford not to.
If you've ever towed a big load, you'd know how important it is to have the right vehicle up front. There's nothing worse than looking at that next hill and worrying about how you're going to get up it. Then, of course, there's that awful feeling of holding up traffic simply because your tow vehicle just isn't up to the task. But towing a sizeable load doesn't have to be such hard work, because Performax International have a Chevy Silverado waiting for you. With a towing capacity above 10 tons, you'll never have to worry again. Just Google Performax International and find out more about the mighty Silverado.
Hey, this is Catherine Britt, and you're listening to the best salt and pepper man in the world, Ben Sorensen. Real Country.
It ain't like it was before, so I want you back. My sun don't shine no more, so I want you back. No one's knocking at my door, so I want you back.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, as I said before, this is the world-famous Social Country. It is your chance to let me know what you want to hear on the show. What are you listening to? What are you loving? Well, there are plenty of ways for you to get your request on Real Country. Social media is by far the best. You can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Real Country. You can like the page while you're there as well, or leave us a message. We're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix, Google Plus as well, not to mention our website. You can send us an email via that as well, realcountrymix.com. Or you can actually pick up the phone and call us, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, I'm still getting a heap of requests across all social media and email for this track. The requests are coming from all over Australia, New Zealand, and the US. So this is for all those people that just absolutely can't get enough of this track. The artist and his new album, Fuse. Have I given it away? This is Keith Urban with Little Bit of Everything.
I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but it'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want. She'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. I just wanna sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Whoa. Now I don't need a garage full of cars, but I'll take a whole box of Cuban cigars and I'll smoke them nice and slow, like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but a
does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, no, that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. A little bit of everything under the sun. So when I kick back basking in it, I'll be okay. Of nothing, I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, no, that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything.
Now, if you want to get your request onto Social Country again, it is really easy. Pick up the phone and give me a call, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. You can also let me know on social media as well. We've got a Facebook page, which is incredibly active, and all you need to do is leave us a post there. That is facebook.com/realcountry. And you can also find us on Twitter at realcountrymix, or just send us a good old-fashioned email from our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Jenny from Moray Field in Queensland sent me this request via Twitter. And I did hear this artist is releasing a best of album quite soon. And of course, I will keep you posted here on Real Country when that all happens. I'm talking about Catherine Britt. And Jenny, your request is There's Got to Be More. This is from her album, Always Never Enough. This is Catherine Britt. Great suggestion, Jenny.
Dad's drinking again. I don't like the way it gets. So my brother and I made a lock for my bedroom door. And that's where I'll be till the morning sun rises again. We find Dad snoring on the kitchen floor. Some people say that my brother and I are different. Johnny says I'm the one they're talking about. 'Cause I'm the bad one. One with all the problems. One who never talks and seems left out. But I just get through the day. The only way that I know how. Gotta be more. Dad's talking again to the other side of the world. Says we'll have a new mom by the time we reach next spring. But I don't know what he means. Want my old one, and I don't know why you just don't give a ring. Guess I'll never find out why she ever left us. Johnny said she didn't love us anymore. And my teacher called. I
just get through the day. The only way that I know how. Close my eyes and hide my face. Dream of growing up and leaving this place. Cause it's gotta be more. More. There's gotta be more.
Now, I just want to say that I hear you. Real country's great, but it is only on once a week. So how do you get your country fix outside of the real country time? It's easy. Social media. We've got a vibrant and alive Facebook page where we talk and post all things country all week. If you haven't liked it, you're missing out. Facebook.com/realcountry is exactly what you need. That's Facebook.com/realcountry. After the break, I am chatting with someone that co-wrote a very successful song with Jason Aldean and released two great singles in the USA. Something to Do With My Hands was one of them, and the other one, he encouraged us to have a beer with Jesus. Now he's got himself a record deal and a great new album out. Who is it? Well, you can find out right after the break.
Hi, it's Pauline Hanson here, and if you're not listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, I want a Please Explain.
Performax International is Australia's leading and largest importer, converter and retailer of American performance vehicles. The reason why they're on top is simple. Performax boasts a team of highly trained engineers, technicians and mechanics who have the right training and access to the latest technology and equipment. That means your US-sourced vehicle will feel and look just as it was meant to. The Performax team also offers servicing and spare parts, so you have the peace of mind that your dream machine will always feel and look its best. Just Google Performax International. It stands to reason that the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are, at carsguide.com.au. So if it's time to say goodbye to your vehicle, you now know exactly where to head. It's quick and easy. Just get a free online ad for your car at carsguide.com.au or find even more potential buyers by choosing a print and online listing. Better still, as soon as you list your car, your ad will be emailed directly to buyers who are actively looking for your particular make and model. How good is that? All you need to do to get your car sold is visit carsguide.com.au because the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, did you work out who I was talking about before the break? Someone that co-wrote a very successful song with Jason Aldean and released two great singles in the USA, Something to Do With My Hands, and the other one, Beer With Jesus. Now, he has a record deal and a great new album out. Who am I talking about? Of course, Thomas Rhett. I Ain't Ready to Quit was the track he wrote with Jason Aldean that made it onto his 2010 album, My Kind of Party. It also got him a support gig on his tour. Now, Thomas Rhett had released two successful singles before, but now, armed with a record label, his new album is out and it's called Goes Like This, which also happens to be the lead single off the album. I asked Thomas Rhett if there was a bit of pressure surrounding his first album.
You have your whole life to write your first record in less than 6 months to write the rest of them. And so that's a scary thought. You know, your first record, you try to pick all the best possible songs that you can. And then for your second one, you hope to God that you can write a bunch of good ones between now and then, or you get pitched a bunch of good ones. But I'm trying not to worry about that. You know, I'm really focused on record one right now, learning how to take those songs off the record and really make them awesome in our live show. Trying to think of cool different things to do, ways to change them up, ways to, you know, make fans be like, oh, this is that song, but he's doing it so different and it's cool. So putting out a first record is something that you only do once. And, you know, I think we finally have the single that is going to, you know, spur sales and hopefully a bunch of people want to buy it and want to learn the words to it and come to our shows and sing their lungs out.
Goes
Hey girl, you make me wanna write a song. I'll sit you down, I'll sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Hey girl, you make me wanna drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name. Wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. Yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this.
Now for the absolute living legend of Australian country music and past Australian of the Year recipient. This is from the album Beautiful Noise. It's Only Country, new from Lee Kernaghan.
Out the back, on the track, down where the lignum grow. Utes all round, tailgates down, diesel bonfire glow. Cut off jeans, bikini tops, by the billabong. Swags roll out, can break the drought. We're doing it all night long. It's only country, but we like it. Get on a dirt road, and you'll find it. Spur it up now, get on and ride it. It's hardcore, long on. It's only country. Country.
that's me done for another week, and another edition of Real Country draws to a close. It's a sad moment until next week when we're back with a whole heap more great country. Now, in the meantime, head to social media and check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountrys. What you want? Show us a bit of like there and join in the country conversation, which we are also continuing over on Twitter as well, at Real Country Mix, on Google Plus as well, and even on our website, realcountrymix.com, which is where you need to go for all things real country. On top of that, you can download the podcast of not only this show, but all of our previous shows. Head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe, and you'll have this episode and many, many more. Now, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. We will be back next week at the same time on the same station for a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
When it comes to being tough, most utes, well, they're just pretenders. Traditionally, it's also been hard to find a tough truck that's also comfortable, safe, and nice to drive. But all that's changed with the Toyota Tundra, now available from Performax International. With a smooth and powerful 5.7-litre V8 under the bonnet, the 4x4 Tundra offers a towing capacity up to 4,400 kilos. Best of all, this is a truck that delivers on all fronts. Comfort, safety, security, and adaptability. Check out the Toyota Tundra today. Just Google Performax International.